Yes, happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers that are here this morning, mothers, grandmothers, and the way in which God has blessed us over the years in and through you. You know, there is something very fortunate about Saskatchewan, Chris. Those of us that come from there, we didn't lose many dogs because we could see them for 3 days. There are more trees than just the power poles, but you have to go to see it to experience it. Thank you, Martha, for coming up and reminding us about Awana and the need there. Last week, Sunday evening, we had a men's event here on biblical headship, biblical leadership. And men, we have an opportunity and we have an obligation from God. God has designed the institution of marriage and family that we as men are to be engaged in every part of it. And here we have an opportunity to be involved in the lives not only of our children in spiritual leadership, but also in the children of our community that come out for that. So, Martha, I hope that you will be swamped by too many men coming and volunteering, and you'll have to send some home. I would encourage you men to consider this. Mother's Day. Moms, they are very, very special to us, aren't they? Mother's Day is a big business event as well, as moms get gifts and cards from, it's one of the big things. But there are some gifts that mothers do not enjoy as much. The worst Mother's Day gifts. What are they? Well, I would like to say that really, these gifts are probably very much for us as husbands not to encourage our kids to buy as well. Like an iron. That might not be the best gift. Or pots and pans, garden tools, vacuum cleaner. Do you see where these things are going? It's all things to that mom can use to feed us, to help us, to work, right? What about vacuum cleaners? What about cash? Here, mom, here's a gift card. But then there's some other ones as well. Never buy a weigh scale or a gym membership, and definitely not a diet cookbook. Elsie Grimwell, in her book, Because You Are My Own, writes the following. Let me read her illustration of a family time that she spent together with her children. She says, in one of those priceless moments that comes to all families, we sat around the kitchen table and my almost adult children began to share some of their childhood secrets. And boy, are their secrets always, right? One of them said, Mom, do you remember the time when the slats kept falling out of Ben's bed and we told you we didn't know why? We were jumping on it. Mom said, I know. Did you know that when I didn't eat my lima beans, when I excused myself to go to the bathroom during dinner, they were in my napkin and got flushed? She said, I suspected as much when I saw the bulging napkin. Do you remember the peanut butter sandwich that you found in the VCR slot? I put it there. It was a perfect size. Once again, Mom said, I figured. Finally, one of my oldest daughters laughed and said, I can't believe you still love us. The mom smiled to herself and said, it was easy because you are my own. The reason that moms love is because we are their own. something happens in the life of a young gal, a young woman, when that baby is born and they hold them in their arms. Something changes. A mother's love is there. I want you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. Paul is writing to the Thessalonian church, and as he writes to them, he wants to show them that how much he was willing to give to them, to show that it was more than just a duty or a work that he was doing. And he says to them in verse 6, he says, "We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you." Moms. Moms do not look for the praise from men, but from God. Moms, your work goes, so much of it goes unnoticed. So much of it is taken for granted. We, as your husbands, are often guilty, as are our children, of taking for granted the work that you do. We can come home from work as husbands and we can say, "What'd you do all day?" We can just expect that our beds will be made, the laundry will be clean, the food will be there. And we can eat and we can run and we can forget to say thank you. If you're looking as moms for praise from men, you probably wouldn't be serving very much. But I think that part of the reason as Paul uses this is the fact that moms do not look for the praise of men. You know that God notices what you do, and you do your serving for God. Interestingly, especially in the younger years, those moms, when you have young children, you can hardly find the time to be alone with God, the God for whom you are doing the work, because it is so busy. And yet God notices and He cares. Moms are gentle, are caring. That's what you're known for. Those are the fondest memories that we have, the gentleness and the caring. The times that you go down on the level of your little children, sons and daughters, the times that you stand on tiptoe with the big sons and daughters, but to look them in the eye and with such gentleness to see their hurt, their pain, to share it with them. You loved so deeply and you love so deeply that you share your very life. Paul wanted the Thessalonians to see that, and he used a mother to show the depth that is there. You share your very lives with your families. In fact, it is your life. For so many, many years, it is your life. One of the lines that's said in many marriage vows where the bride will commit that it is with joy that I give you my love and my life, and how literal that becomes later on as you have a family and you give your love and you give your life to serve your children, to serve your family. You endure toil and hardship. We saw a bit of that, didn't we? But to you, there's the sleepless nights when the babies don't sleep through the night, and there's the sleepless nights when the teenagers don't come home on time. There's sleepless nights, there's toil, there's hardship. The many, many hours that you spend, were you to bill them and be able to collect an hourly wage for the hours that you spend as moms, you would be making more money than most of the men in this room. Your toil and your hardship is there. Meals, diapers, school, homework, sports, music, counselor, friend. It just keeps going with the age of the children. It seems like moms do work day and night many times. You preach the gospel to your children. You share God's word with them. You are the gospel to them. In partnership with your husbands, your children begin to experience and to build a spiritual heritage into the lives of your children. 2 Timothy, Paul, in writing to Timothy, says that, "I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you as well." You see, there was a grandmother and a mother who had built a faith into Timothy, a faith that was a heritage, that was a foundation. Your faith is lived out, it is taught, and finally it is caught. Oh, we know it's true that each of our children must make an individual decision to follow Christ. It is true that we probably not any of our children ever grew up perfectly the way we would have wanted them to. It's because we're not perfect parents and you're not a perfect mother, but it's there. It's still there in all the imperfections that's there. In Isaiah, when God wanted to send a message of hope to the children of Israel, He used mothers. He says, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." Mothers, you are special. We want to honor you. We want to pay tribute to you today, to the important role that you play in the lives of your children, of a family, in our church, in our community. You're a very important part of it, and we want to pay tribute to that. You may be sitting here today and you say, "That wasn't my mother. I didn't grow up with such a mother." It is true that the picture that we read here is not every mother. You know what? You cannot change the home you grew up in. You cannot change your past. Mothers should bring into the home acceptance, an acceptance of the children, acceptance of you for who you are. They should bring security and love. That's God's intention, God's plan, God's design. But it doesn't always happen. And if it didn't happen to you, forgive. Forgive. You can live for the future. You cannot change the past, but you can live for the future. You don't have to be that, you don't have to repeat that as a mother or as a grandmother. The pain, the hurt that you carried, and that maybe you carry today as it is Mother's Day, and those memories are there and they're painful for you. Forgive them. Accept it. But don't let it control your future. Become the mother, the grandmother that Paul used as an example, that we that God used in Isaiah. Mothers, you're special. You're not perfect. None of us are. You won't be either. But you have a very special part to play in God's plan, in God's design for the family. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we thank you for mothers. We thank you, Father, that you designed, that you instituted it, the family, with a father and a mother, and that it is the normal path of life for young people to grow up, to marry, to have children, to start families of their own. Lord, we fail. And yet, even with that, there's a specialness where we can go beyond that and we can become agents of heritage building, of faith building in the lives of our children and lives of our grandchildren. And I pray today, Lord, that the day that we've set aside to recognize the important role that mothers play, I just want to pray a blessing on each of the mothers and the grandmothers here this morning. Lord, whatever stage they are at, whether it's the young baby, teenagers, empty nest where it's adult children, Father, bless our mothers as their roles change and as they continue to impact the children that are in their home. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.